There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that runs from corridor to corridor looking for the proper room. And as always, I am John, and Lee is still tending to non-life-threatening things, but she is busy. So it's just moi tonight. But joining me for our little interview time here is Widget Walls from needcoffee.com. Widget, how you doing?
I am doing well, John. How are you?
I am high on life. Life. I'm high on life. High on life.
Looks like I picked the wrong podcast to stop sniffing life.
First of all, Widge, tell us a little bit about yourself and the Need Coffee crew and website.
Well, as for myself, I like long walks on the beach at night because I'm not crazy and the day ball hates me and wants me to die. I can go out during the daytime if necessary because I wear shoes lined with the soil of my native earth. I do like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you're the chief bottle washer, as you like to mention.
Yes.
At needcoffee.com.
And head cook and chief bottle washer.
Oh, yes. You're doing both things.
I know. I've got a couple of hats that I wear.
Do you wash your hands in between those two activities?
Absolutely.
All right.
I don't want the health department to shut us down.
What is needcoffee.com?
Needcoffee.com is what we all do instead of therapy. Basically, it's the online arm of the Sleep Deprivation Institute, where we try to squeeze the most out of life that we can, seeing as how that we're all doomed to spend about 1/3 of our lives asleep. And especially these days, there's just too much to do and see to be okay with that. So we try to, for those people who have already consumed so much coffee that they could probably float a very angry rhino several yards downstream, you can't have any more because that would be bad for your health. So we try to give stimulation for the mind that will help you try to stay awake when you need it most. Yes, that's it.
That's true. And you've been on the air, on the interwebs for a long time now, right?
Oh my God. The whole thing about where it was, come here, Watson, I need you. That's because they found me hiding in the lab and needed to get me thrown out. No, I feel that old sometimes. But yes, I've been around for a while. I started kind of writing for Corona's Coming Attractions and then became one of their editors and thus kept my long running band nickname of Widget, which is an entire podcast in itself, which I won't bore you with. But and from there, when I was with my friends and whatnot, and we were coming up with all this crazy stuff, we went, oh, if there's only a place to put all this stuff. Oh, wait, there is. It's called the Internet. Oh, if only we could do that. Oh, yeah, we should do that. And then we did that. And then we went, oh, my God, what have we done? And we just haven't stopped. So that's pretty much my career on the Internet in a nutshell is doing entertain, watching the entertainment industry from afar suspiciously and keeping track of the evil things that they do. And trying to bring a bit of merriment and light into the lives of people who are trapped in offices and cubicles and needing to do something lest they finally go postal.
Now, how? Well, what if they're postal workers though?
No. Well, by postal, I meant they try to ship themselves out of the office building, which is not advisable. Which is not advisable.
Well, you can poke lots of holes in the box, and maybe then.
Well, yeah, but generally, you know, I've done that a couple times, but mostly when people I knew were in the box and I didn't like them. So, but I was poking with a very long stick. I'll just mention that as well.
So where I met you. Actually, when you and I first met, was actually at, I believe it was DreamCon. It had to be at DreamCon.
It was the Asylum. It was DreamCon. You're right. Right. You're right.
I guess that was about 12 years ago at this point.
Something, yes.
But our friend Ron, he had found you guys at DragonCon. He'd seen you guys doing panels and whatnot at DragonCon. And you still continue to do that. Which panels will you be running this year? The whole Neat Coffee crew.
Well, we're kind of scattered to the four winds most of the time, so I am still working on pulling together the full schedule of where everyone's going to be. But I know that we're going to do our usual annual opening and shutting down the X track with our Make the Bad Men Stop panel, part one and two, which is basically a sort of group therapy session where we convene to talk about the crazy things that Hollywood is doing to our favorite properties, because for many years, people mocked me and mocked us for the idea of the law of relative development, which says that every single possible thing that can be made into a film is being made into a film. You know, whether it's a television show, a cartoon, a movie being remade, a book, a magazine article, a breakfast cereal, and even toys. And people thought we were crazy. People thought, so you say there's going to be a Super Soakers movie. We don't really believe you. That's crazy. And, you know, one of my favorite things to roll out this year, which I will reveal on your lovely podcast here, is that there's a Pez candy dispenser movie that the deal has been finalized for, and that's currently in development. And you can thank your...
What?
Yeah, I know. You can thank the Lego movie for that.
Wait.
See, John, here's your problem is that you remember how in the Clint Eastwood movie Firefox, how in order to fly the plane, he had to think in Russian, right? And if he couldn't think in Russian, then he couldn't fly the plane. Well, when it comes to Hollywood, you have to think in Hollywood. And that means logic doesn't necessarily enter into the discussion at any point whatsoever. You and I know quite astutely, you know, that really there's a big difference between Legos, which can be anything and can comprise anything, and you can plug pretty much any character into them, and they're a toy that can be played with a Pez candy dispenser that is basically there as a novelty item to have a character's head on the top of it, which tilts backward and spits out a piece of candy at you. It's sort of limited what you can do with the Pez candy dispenser. But again, that doesn't matter. Like the Super Soakers, it doesn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
With the Lego movie, at least you build other things.
Yes.
Imagination is your limit.
Yes.
All right.
See, John, your frustration and your incredulity is a small example of what happens all the time at the Make the Bad Men Stop panels. So that's the sort of thing. If you like feeling that level of, oh my God, I just want to, I'm so angry I could punch a small bunny, then that is the panel for you. Bunny's not supplied.
Bunny sold separately.
Yes.
So that's usually one of the first, second, or third panels of Friday, right?
Yeah.
To start. And it's also the last one.
Yeah, it's the last one on Monday. And I think now that they're starting Friday, like at 6 a.m. or something, I have no idea. But we're on at 1 o'clock on Friday in the X track, and then 2:30 on Monday in the X track as well. So, those are fun. And we basically, if there is a project or title or whatever that you want to know the status on, chances are we got enough people up there. Somebody knows what the status is.
If not, we'll make it up anyway.
If not, we'll make it up anyway, and we'll probably be right. but so yes, we're doing that, and we are doing right after that. Friday at 2:30, we're doing our worldwide, internationally famous Solve This improvisational panel, where we solve problems by the code. And you yourself, John, are one of the professional problem solvers.
Oh yeah, it's on my resume. In fact,
yes, it's on your CV.
It's misspelled, but it's on my resume.
It's on your CV as opposed to your WC. So that is good. And I'm waiting on we have three of our regular panelists, and I'm waiting on confirmation of our special guest fourth panelist. And I will reveal that. We have our plans, and they will develop as they unfold. And I know that also, let's see, we have, of our Need Coffee Versus series of things, we're doing Need Coffee Versus the Hooniverse, which I don't know that I'm actually going to be in this year because I haven't been watching it because I got frustrated and ran away. But I know Rob is going to be there and probably be running it if I'm not, and they're going to be looking at all the Doctor Who stuff, including the audios, 50th anniversary, the new Doctor, and whatnot, and that's always a bit of fun. I'm also going to be doing a Stephen King panel apparently on Sunday at 2:30.
So you've been told.
So I've been told, which is fine because I like Stephen King, and I'm intrigued about, you know, talking about other projects. For example, the 11/22/63 television project, which you know, if done properly, will be excellent, i.e. not like, as I understand, Under the Dome is going. But so that should be fun. That's Sunday at 2:30. And then, of course, Saturday at 8:30 in Regency 5 is the Need Coffee Fun Fest.
Yay!
And this is basically where we throw a bit of a party with games and food and candy and prizes. And if you are in the audience and sign up for one of the games, you too can win fabulous prizes by getting up on stage and letting us throw trivia at you or throw objects at you or whatever else. We do something, and you have a chance to win. But it's a lot of fun. It's one of those things, probably John, a lot like 50 Days of Dragon Con, where Where the prep version of it, when you're in the prep part of it, you think, oh my God, why am I doing this? This is a complete pain in the ass. But once it's done and it's happening, then you're having a better time. And that's how I feel once I get up on stage at the Fun Fest. Like, it's partly, oh, I'm here and it's going to be fun, and partly because, well, I can't do anything about it now. good thing I had all that caffeine. But that is what I am aware of for our Need Coffee panels for the moment. Where I'm working on compiling a massive schedule, which is going to appear on the website, which will let everyone know where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing. Because I know there's some additional Brit Media panels. Like, I know Rob's doing a David Bowie panel at one point, since he was a lucky bastard and got to go see the museum exhibit of all of his stuff in Chicago. So that's going to be fun. Maybe if you bug him, he'll bring slides. I have no idea. And I know JJ's doing some other stuff for both Brit Media and Scott's doing a gender panel for Doctor Who. So we got a bunch of people. We basically just do our group things, and then we sort of scatter around and do whatever we feel like doing. We're nomads in that way.
So what is your typical day at Dragon Con like? When you're not in the panels, what are you doing besides cowering in the corner?
It depends on where we are in the Dragon Con process. Like, if Solve This has not happened yet, I'm probably somewhere in a room typing the script. The chairman's script, everything else is improvised, but the chairman's script, that's kind of important. So I could be found doing that. If the Fun Fest has not happened yet, I'm probably putting together something for the Fun Fest. And if both of those things have happened and I'm not on a panel, I'm probably asleep or passed out somewhere or eating. So unfortunately I don't get to go see many panels at Dragon Con because I am just either running around like crazy and just screaming at the top of my lungs, or I'm passed out somewhere in a corner and someone has seen fit to like cover me with newspapers. So those are my typical days.
Have you had an opportunity to look at any of the big guests that are coming? I know that you know several of them, but have you had an opportunity to look over the guest list yet?
No.
Okay, well then that ends that conversation.
No, I mean that's part of it is that there's certain people that I would love to go see, and I will try to go like see them whether they're at their table or whatnot. Sometime when it's not crazy, or if I can catch them after a panel, that's always cool. But mostly I don't do that until at some point, I don't even look at the rest of the schedule until like I've got my badge and I go, oh, right, there's other people here. They must be doing something. What are they doing? There just isn't time.
Where is it going to go? Oh, okay. So,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. Where can people find more info about you and what you're doing, what you've done in the past? I know that you've written several things. Where can they find more information about those things, and where can they find you on the web?
Well, they of course could come to needcoffee.com and find information about all of us, and we're all on there. If you want to find happy quick links to all of the stuff that I've been involved with, God help me, then you could just go to widget.com with two T's, and I've got it's not mobile friendly yet because I haven't had 5 minutes to rub together yet, but there is a site there that has links to all of my Instagram, Pinterest, email, Twitter, all that stuff where you can find me, including the books of mine that are on Amazon. So that could be found there as well.
How long ago did you start going to Dragon Con? I know you're local, but do you remember your first Dragon Con?
Well, let's see. Well, my first Dragon Con was when I was still living in Huntsville, Alabama, and I came over with Doc. And that was still when it was, I believe, just in the Hyatt. And then I went another year where it was in America's Mart. And then I don't know. Why in the world? Where did I start coming back? When I did move to Atlanta in, when did I move to Atlanta? 95. And I don't know exactly when I started going back to Dragon Con. Maybe Doc dragged me again. But, I'd been writing online for coming attractions and stuff like that and doing interviews. And I got really started doing panels at Dragon Con when I showed up for a Neil Gaiman panel. He was there that year. And because I'd had the great opportunity to interview him at World Horror Con. So that was, yes, that was 98. So that would have been when I started doing panels. I'd interviewed him at World Horror Con for Coming Attractions. And I thought, oh, this would be cool to see him again. So I basically was able to pry myself into the room because it was completely stacked. The guy running the track was up front and was like, Widge, get up here! And I was like, oh, God, what's happening now? And so I went up there and he said, yeah, Neil's a no-show. Can you do the panel? And I, well, but I had just interviewed him and I had asked him about all these projects that he had coming up. So it was perfect timing. I'd interviewed him like 3 months before. So I sat down and did the panel solo. And I thought, well, this is pretty cool. And I've just been doing it ever since.
Yeah, raking in the money from that ever since.
Oh my God! Just the royalties alone off of that first appearance. I know it was on the panel charts in Malaysia. It made it all the way up to number 2, and was there for 3 weeks. So I know you don't think that Malaysia buys a lot of panels, but wow, they do. Huge panel market.
Well, okay, so before I let you go here,
good.
We play a little game with our our guests.
If you're gonna let me go, are you gonna release my family too?
No, they will be held until after Dragon Con.
Sweet. I mean, damn. I mean, what's the game?
It's basically this or that. We're going to get to know you through a series of just random crap. So I'll give you two options. You pick one. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Scooter or moped?
Scooter, because he's a Muppet.
Alien Invasion or Cthulhu?
That's a good one, because Cthulhu, you're going to go mad, and you're probably going to wish you were dead. But if an alien invasion, you could at least have a chance to welcome an alien to Earth and punch it in the face. So alien invasion.
Justice League or Avengers?
Ooh, wow. That is a tough one. If we're talking movies, then obviously the Avengers, because I will be amazed if there actually is a Justice League movie. But if we're talking comics, I would probably have to go old school and say Justice League, because that was my first comic ever.
All right. Game of Thrones or Doctor Who?
Game of Thrones, simply because they've done more than one season of really excellent writing.
Werewolf or Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Ooh. Well, since Creature from the Black Lagoon is both the creature and the title, and the title of the werewolf movie was The Wolfman, I'm going to assume that you're talking about the creatures themselves, and I would say
yes.
So I would say definitely Werewolf, because at Universal Studios theme park, they have not created a musical about it, to my knowledge.
About Werewolf? Yeah, there's the Beetlejuice.
No, but I'm talking about an actual musical based on the film. There is a Creature from the Black Lagoon musical. I'm not aware of there being a Wolfman musical.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, so books or movies?
Oh, books. Okay. Absolutely.
Odd that you should bring up Disney or Orlando Studios, because the next one is Disney Hollywood Studios or Orlando Studios, Universal Studios, rather.
Oh, I'd have to go with Disney, simply because you know, the problem with Universal Orlando is that it's one park that thinks it can charge you for being two parks.
Yeah, don't get me started down that road.
Go back to the podcast for Weekend Justice. I think that was a 5-hour one, and it was mostly just John
yelling about Universal Studios. Okay.
Yes.
Which, by the way, well, I'll tell you on the next Weekend Justice that we do.
Oh, good.
About Universal, the latest update on that one.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, did you go back?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Not yet.
All right.
Ogres or trolls?
Ooh.
Or Chud?
Or Chud?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm between ogres or trolls or Chud, I definitely go with Chud.
But you only have ogres and trolls this time.
Or ogres and trolls. Okay. I would say probably ogres, because trolls can be those obnoxious little big-eyed things with the hair that you can, like, put on pencils. And I hate those.
All right. Top Gun or Pretty in Pink?
Ooh. Let's see. Pretty in Pink was... See, actually, I will say this. I will go with Top Gun. And the reason I say that is because Pretty in Pink is not Some Kind of Wonderful, which I like better. So there you go.
All right. There you go. Han or Vader? As in Darth. And as solo Darth.
Oh, what was the question again? You faded out for a second.
Han or or Vader?
Han or Vader?
Solo or Darth, respectfully.
That's a good question. I would say probably, you know, people would think I would probably go with Darth Vader because of our shared interest in wardrobe. But I think
you love capes, don't you?
I absolutely love capes. I'm a cape fiend.
And you have asthma, so you know all those things.
That's very true. And whenever I make an appearance, I'm constantly having my words redubbed with no one warning me in advance. But I'm gonna go with Han Solo, because Harrison Ford has a great mad face.
Awesome.
The whole thing just crumples up. It's awesome.
Firefox or Blue Thunder?
Firefox or Blue Thunder?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Airwolf was in there, it would be a no-brainer, but because I've already name-checked Firefox, I think I'd have to go with Firefox, even though Roy Scheider was great in Blue Thunder.
DHS or CDC?
DHS.
Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, obviously the CDC, because as we know from watching Walking Dead, they have a tiki bar.
Pink Floyd's The Wall or Beatles' Revolver?
Oh, now that's not fair. Oh, damn.
And the other one doesn't exist after you don't choose it.
God. Okay. That is a hard one, but I'm going to have to go with Pink Floyd The Wall if for no other reason than if for there's some reason. I'm saving more music that way because it's a two-album set.
Okay.
There you go.
Peanuts or Shoe?
Peanuts are much more edible than a shoe, so I would go with Peanuts.
All right, five more. Cricket or Grasshopper?
Cricket or Grasshopper? Well, Grasshopper is a game that I understand, so definitely Grasshopper.
1920s or 1890s?
I'd have to go with 1920s because, you know, if you watch... if you watch Boardwalk Empire, the fashion is pretty happening. They could probably even make me look good. So I'll go with 1920.
Elvis. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and you're closer to the modern age, which means you probably are going to get maybe 6 months more of your lifespan.
Well, you are also closer to the big meltdown. So of the 1930s.
Especially if you know it's coming, I bet you get rich off of it. But anyway.
Short everything.
So it's going to be Elvis Costello and what?
Or Elvis Presley.
Oh. Ooh. I have to go with Elvis Presley. I mean, I like them both, but I mean, he is the king.
Beer or liquor?
Ooh. Oh, now you're just being mean. I will say beer because I can drink more of it.
Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter, because no one can poke me on Twitter.
And last question. John Cleese or Michael Palin?
Ooh, that is rough. I'll say Michael Palin, and here's why. Because he played one of my favorite villains ever. He was Jack Lint in the movie Brazil. So there you go.
All right, Widge, again, thank you for joining us. We now know how your mind works after those. By the way...
Good. Now someone explain it to me, because I have no idea. Was this like a Rorschach test?
Don't worry about the knock on your door. Let your wife let him in. And,
I get those all the time. I get those all the time. There's knocking on the door. Just go back to sleep, Widge. Nothing's happening.
Just take the shot. Be quiet. All right, which, again, people can find you over at needcoffee.com. And
yes.
There you, at some point, will find the schedules for all the Need Coffee crew and Need Coffee friends and family and things like
yes.
that. Shortly, right?
Yes, and if you go to widget.com with two T's and follow me on, like, Facebook or Twitter or whatnot, I'll be posting an announcement of when that's up on Need Coffee. So it's all interconnected. Yeah.
And you're still doing Twitter? You're still doing Twitter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your Twitter handle? Widget with two T's, right?
Widget with two T's.
Right. Okay. All right. So until next time, again, thank you, Widget, for joining us.
Thank you, John.
This is John for Widget saying peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter, @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.